Study Article 47. This article will be studied during the week of January 26th through February 1st. You are someone very precious. Theme text. You are someone very precious. Daniel 9:23. Song 38. He will make you strong. Focus. To help those who have feelings of low self-worth to understand their true value in Jehovah's eyes.
Paragraphs 1 and 2. Question. How can we come to appreciate that we are precious in Jehovah's eyes?
Among Jehovah's precious servants, there are some who have a low opinion of themselves. Perhaps someone has treated them as if they were of little value. Has that been your experience? If so, how can you come to appreciate that you are precious in Jehovah's eyes? You might find it helpful to consider Bible accounts that reveal how Jehovah wants people to be viewed and treated. His son Jesus treated people with dignity and respect. By doing so, he showed that he and his Father highly value humble ones who feel that they are of little worth. In this article, we will consider 1. How Jesus helped people recognize their value. And 2. How we can convince ourselves that we are truly precious in God's eyes. How Jesus helped people recognize their value.
Paragraph 3. Question. How did Jesus treat the Galileans who looked to him for help?
During Jesus' third preaching tour in Galilee, people in one area after another flocked to him, listening and being cured of their infirmities. Jesus noted that they were skinned and thrown about like sheep without a shepherd. Matthew 9:36. Their religious leaders had considered them as too ignorant to matter, even calling them accursed people. But Jesus dignified them by taking the time to teach them and to cure them of their diseases. Furthermore, in order to help more individuals, he trained his apostles to share in the preaching work and gave them the authority to cure diseases and infirmities.
Paragraph 4, question. What do we learn from the way Jesus treated his humble listeners?
By treating his listeners with dignity and consideration, Jesus showed that he and his Father view as precious those who are often looked down upon by society. If you are serving Jehovah but have doubts about your value, think about the attention Jesus showed to humble people who wanted to learn from him. Doing so can help you see how precious you are in Jehovah's eyes.
Paragraph 5. Describe the circumstances of a Galilean woman whom Jesus met.
Jesus not only taught crowds of people, but also gave attention to individuals. For example, during his Galilean ministry, Jesus met a woman who had suffered from an abnormal flow of blood for 12 years. Because her medical condition made her ceremonially unclean, anyone touching her would become unclean. This must have greatly limited her contact with people. Furthermore, she could not join others in the observances and celebrations of public worship. No doubt this woman suffered both physically and emotionally.
Paragraph 6, question. In what manner was the woman with the flow of blood cured?
This afflicted woman wanted Jesus to heal her, but she did not approach him directly. Why not? Perhaps she felt embarrassed or humiliated because of her condition. Or she might have feared that Jesus would reject her because she entered the crowd while being ceremonially unclean. So she merely touched his outer garment, convinced that this gesture alone would make her well. Her faith was rewarded. She was healed. Then Jesus asked who had touched him, and she confessed what she had done. How did Jesus treat her?
Paragraph 7, question. How did Jesus treat this distraught woman?
Jesus treated the woman with kindness and respect. He noticed that she was frightened and trembling. Mark 5:33. Mindful of her feelings, he spoke reassuringly to her. He even called her daughter, a term of endearment that was not merely polite, but also kind and tender.
Mark 5:34 reads,
"He said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed from your grievous sickness.'"
The study note for this term states that this is the only recorded instance in which Jesus directly addressed a woman as daughter, perhaps because of her delicate situation and her trembling. Imagine how relieved she must have felt. Had Jesus not spoken reassuringly, she might have walked away physically cured, but emotionally burdened with feelings of guilt. Instead, Jesus helped her to see herself as she truly was, a precious daughter of a loving Heavenly Father.
Paragraph 8, question. What challenges did a sister from Brazil have to contend with?
Today, too, some of God's servants are afflicted with health problems that affect them emotionally. Maria, a regular pioneer from Brazil, was born with physical defects that left her without her lower limbs and her left hand. She explains, "I was constantly bullied at school because of my disability. I was given hurtful nicknames. I even faced prejudice from my own family."
Paragraph 9, question. How was Maria helped to see herself as precious to Jehovah?
How did Maria receive help? When she became one of Jehovah's Witnesses, fellow Christians comforted her and helped her to see herself as Jehovah does. She says, "There are not enough pages in my notebook to mention everyone who has helped me. I thank Jehovah with all my heart for giving me a wonderful spiritual family." Maria's spiritual brothers and sisters helped her to appreciate that she is precious in God's eyes.
Paragraph 10, question. What problems afflicted Mary Magdalene?
Consider how Jesus helped another individual, Mary Magdalene. She was possessed by 7 demons. She probably acted in strange ways because of being under demonic influence and as a result was avoided by others. During that wretched period of her life, she must have felt rejected, insecure, and helpless. Jesus likely expelled the demons that afflicted her, and she became his devoted disciple. In what other way did Jesus help Mary Magdalene to understand how precious she was to God?
Paragraph 11, question. How did Jesus show Mary Magdalene that she was precious to God?
Jesus invited Mary Magdalene to accompany him on his preaching tours.
The footnote reads, apparently, Mary Magdalene was among the women who traveled with Jesus. Out of their own belongings, these women cared for the needs of Jesus and of the apostles.
As a result, she continued to benefit when she heard him teaching others. Jesus also appeared to her on the very day he was resurrected. She was one of the first disciples he spoke to on that day. Jesus even assigned her to inform his apostles that he had been resurrected. What wonderful indications that she was truly precious to Jehovah.
The picture collage for paragraphs 10 and 11 shows Jesus observing a distressed Mary Magdalene as she kneels on the ground in a dark alley. Later, Mary Magdalene joyfully accompanies Jesus and his other disciples. The picture caption reads, "How did Jesus assure Mary Magdalene that she was valuable to Jehovah?" Paragraph 12. Explain why Lydia's background made her feel rejected.
As may have been the case with Mary Magdalene, many today struggle with feelings of rejection. Lydia, a sister from Spain, says that before she was born, her mother was thinking of getting an abortion. Even as a toddler, Lydia remembers how her mother neglected her and verbally abused her. She says, "My goal in life was to be accepted and loved by others. I feared I would never deserve that love because my mother had convinced me that I was a bad person."
Paragraph 13, question. What helped Lydia to see herself as precious to Jehovah?
After Lydia learned the truth, personal prayer and study, as well as the kind words and actions of fellow Christians, helped her to understand that she is precious in Jehovah's eyes. She says, "My husband often tells me how much he loves me. Time and again, he reminds me of my good qualities. Other dear friends have done the same. Can you think of someone who needs help to understand how precious he or she is in Jehovah's eyes?" How to see ourselves as Jehovah sees us.
Paragraph 14, question. How does 1 Samuel 16:7 help us to see the way Jehovah views people?
Remember that Jehovah does not see you the way the world does.
1 Samuel 16:7 reads,
"But Jehovah said to Samuel, 'Do not pay attention to his appearance and how tall he is, for I have rejected him. For the way man sees is not the way God sees, because mere man sees what appears to the eyes, but Jehovah sees into the heart.'"
He does not assess your worth based on your personal appearance, social status, or secular education. So instead of measuring your value according to the world's standards, evaluate your worth based on Jehovah's standards. You might read Bible accounts that show that Jehovah valued those who at times doubted their worth, such as Elijah, Naomi, and Hannah. You may also want to write down experiences you've had that confirm that Jehovah truly loves and values you. Additionally, you can review information on the subject of self-worth found in our publications.
The footnote reads, for example, see chapter 24 of the book Draw Close to Jehovah and read the suggested scriptures and Bible accounts under the topic Doubts in the book Scriptures for Christian Living. The following is supplementary information. Why does Jehovah value his people? Jehovah created humans to be significantly different from the animals. He designed us to develop a meaningful relationship with him and become his friends. That fact alone gives us a basis to have a healthy measure of self-worth. However, we have an even greater basis if we seek to draw closer to Jehovah, dedicate ourselves to him, and obey him. We then become truly precious to our God and Creator. Returning to the article. Paragraph 15, question. Why did Jehovah view Daniel as someone very precious?
Recognize that your faithfulness makes you valuable in Jehovah's eyes. At one point, possibly when he was in his late 90s, the prophet Daniel felt extremely weary and disheartened. How did Jehovah encourage him? God sent the angel Gabriel to remind Daniel that he was someone very precious and that his prayers had been heard.
Daniel 9:23 reads,
"When you began your entreaty, the word went out, and I have come to report it to you, because you are someone very precious. So consider the matter and understand the vision."
What made Daniel so precious to God? Among many other qualities, it was his love of righteousness and his faithfulness. Jehovah preserved that account in his word for our comfort. Jehovah also listens to your prayers and values you for your love of what is right and your faithful service to him.
Paragraph 16, question. What can help you to see Jehovah as a loving father?
See Jehovah as a father who loves you. He wants to help you, not find fault with you. Meditating on that has helped many with feelings of low self-worth. For example, consider Michelle, a sister from Spain who felt rejected and useless after years of verbal abuse from her husband. She says, "Whenever I feel useless, I try to imagine Jehovah carrying me in his arms and giving me love and protection." Lauren, a sister from South Africa, reminds herself, "If Jehovah kindly drew me to him with the cords of love, has kept me close to him all these years, and has even used me to teach others, then he surely considers me to be valuable and useful."
Paragraph 17, question. What can help you be convinced that you have Jehovah's approval?
Be convinced that you have Jehovah's approval.
Psalm 5:12 reads,
"For you will bless anyone righteous, O Jehovah. You will surround them with approval, as with a large shield."
David likened Jehovah's approval to a large shield that protects righteous people. Knowing that you have Jehovah's approval and support can protect you from becoming consumed with self-doubt. How can you know that you have Jehovah's approval? As we have seen, Jehovah gives you that assurance by means of his word. In addition, he uses elders, close friends, and others to remind you that you are precious in his eyes. How should you respond to such encouragement?
The picture for paragraph 17 shows a sister smiling as she leaves a kingdom hall to participate in the ministry with another sister who has her arm around her. The picture caption reads, "Knowing that Jehovah approves of us can help us to avoid feelings of low self-worth." Paragraph 18, question. Why should you accept words of commendation?
Do not reject sincere words of commendation from those who know you and love you. Keep in mind that Jehovah may be using them to help you appreciate that you have his approval. Michelle, mentioned earlier, says, "Little by little, I am learning to accept in my heart the kind words from others. It is a struggle, but I know that this is what Jehovah wants me to do." Michelle has benefited from the loving efforts of the elders. She is now serving as a pioneer and as a remote volunteer for Bethel.
Paragraph 19, question. Why can you be confident that you are precious in God's eyes?
Jesus kindly reminds us that we matter very much to our Heavenly Father. So we can be confident that Jehovah sees us as precious. May we never forget this. And may we do our best to help others see how precious they are in God's eyes. How would you answer? How did Jesus help people realize that they were precious in God's eyes? How did Jesus help the woman suffering from a flow of blood? What can help us to see ourselves as Jehovah does? Song 139, See Yourself When All Is New. End of article.